Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
It Was a No-Brainer by Laurel Williams. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Graham LaRue tells us how cryoablation saved him from having major surgery to remove a cancerous tumor that would have left him with a urostomy bag. Graham LaRue, 56, lives in Kloof, KwaZulu-Natal, with his wife, Nikki, and their two children, aged 23 and 19. Graham has had health issues since he was 29 years old. He was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, a chronic inflammatory bowel disease that affects the lining of the digestive tract, which causes severe cramping and diarrhea and is incapacitating. In 2003, at the age of 35, the majority of his colon was surgically removed, leaving only 15 centimeters, which resulted in a temporary colostomy bag for 6 months before a reconstruction was performed. In April 2020, it was discovered that there were precancerous cells in the remainder of the colon, and Graham was advised to get them removed, which he did. As a result of the surgery, he had a permanent colostomy bag going forward. In March 2022, Graham was diagnosed with recurrent rectal cancer, confirmed on CT and MRI imaging. In addition, he was suffering with constant pelvic pain and was unable to sit down without a pillow. I was shocked by the diagnosis, to be honest, but I'm used to setbacks due to my past health history, Graham says. Unfortunately, the chemotherapy and radiation that Graham underwent didn't have any effect on the tumor, and surgery was recommended as a last resort. Resignation of surgery. Graham's surgical team, both in Durban and Johannesburg, were reluctant to go ahead with the operation due to the high risks involved and, in order to obtain clear margins, would require removal of all his pelvic organs, including his bladder and prostate. The surgery would also leave him with an additional stoma bag to drain his urine. It's hard enough to live with one bag. Now I was going to have two bags, but my wife and I resigned ourselves to it, as it would save my life, Graham says. New treatment plan. Graham's oncologist phoned him to say that he may be a candidate for cryoablation, a process that uses extreme cold to destroy tissue. I didn't get my hopes up, as I had come to terms with the surgery, but still went for the consultation with the diagnostic and interventional radiologist. He explained that this non-invasive procedure to date has been used for kidney tumors, but due to me not having a colon, I was a candidate as there was no colon to be affected. I would be in hospital for 2 nights as opposed to a month in Johannesburg, and the worst case scenario was, if it didn't work 100%, I would be able to have it done again. I was also informed it may affect my prostate. To me, it was a no-brainer of which treatment route to go. Cryoablation, Graham says. The procedure was explained to me. A needle would be inserted into the tumor using CT guidance, and then an ice ball is generated at the needle tip to destroy the tumor in an accurate and controlled fashion. The tumor breaks up into tiny little pieces and gets obliterated so it can't regrow. Even though this treatment option excited Graham, he admits he did have trepidation about how well it would work. He adds, "It's expensive, but thankfully my Discovery Medical Aid covered it." The cryoablation procedure. In April 2023, Graham underwent cryoablation at Life Entebbeni Hospital. No preparation was needed. He was put under anesthetic, with the procedure taking around 2 hours. He was in hospital for 2 days and came home with a catheter for a week, as his bladder and prostate were affected temporarily by post-procedure inflammation. He also had pain where the tumor was. This was a small price to pay compared to what I would have dealt with if I had the surgery, Graham says. 4 months later, Graham went for a scan, and it was all clear. He is due for another follow-up, and if it's all clear, the follow-ups will become yearly. I'm very grateful, elated, and overjoyed by what cryoablation has done for my health. Physically fit and good quality of life. Despite all of Graham's health issues, he says he has remained physically fit and has a good quality of life. He is active 6 days a week and recently completed the 2024 Cape Town Cycle Tour of 109 kilometers. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.